Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Floridians spent Saturday cleaning up from Hurricane Ian, with many families wading through water, mud, and debris, trying to retrieve personals from what's left of their homes. More than 1 million people remain without power. The Category 4 storm is blamed for at least 47 deaths across Florida and another 4 in North Carolina. Governor Ron DeSantis surveyed Hardy County early Saturday.
When has there been basically a Category 5 hurricane that's hit, and then less than 48 hours later, you have the supermarket open in one of the areas that was the most hardest hit?
DeSantis claims the state and private businesses will bounce back thanks to pre-storm disaster plans. 2 days after Hurricane Ian slammed into the state's Gulf Coast, search and rescue operations continue across the state, including on Pine Island, which has been cut off because Ian heavily destroyed the only bridge to that island. In South Carolina, damage assessments are underway after Hurricane Ian made landfall on Friday. We get more from South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen.
The governor toured the hardest-hit areas of Myrtle Beach and Georgetown Saturday, where Ian made landfall just north of Charleston. He says there is damage and some heartbreak, but no lives have been lost. Transportation crews have been busy trying to clear roadways of power lines and trees and plenty of sand dumped by the same storm surge that tore apart several piers and tossed a large fishing boat ashore. Damage assessments to homes and businesses are expected to continue through the week, and power, for the most part, has been restored. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston, South Carolina.
President Biden says 7 Americans who have been wrongfully detained in Venezuela are now en route home. NPR's Asma Khalid reports their release is part of a prisoner swap.
According to senior Biden administration officials, the president spoke with each of the 7 Americans' families and shared the good news of their release. All 7 Americans are in stable health. The release comes as the result of months of negotiations, which U.S. administration officials say included something Venezuelans had been actively seeking, the release of 2 men related to the wife of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. They had been imprisoned for attempting to smuggle cocaine into the United States. The officials say President Biden made the, quote, difficult decision to grant them clemency in his quest to seek freedom for the 7 Americans. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Tens of thousands of rail workers have walked off the job in the UK. The strike has shut down most of the country's rail system. Workers are demanding better pay and job security. You're listening to NPR News. Hard right leader Giorgia Meloni made her first public appearance as Italy's probable next prime minister. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports Meloni says the country must return to defending its national interest in its relation with the rest of the world.
Contrary to political custom, Giorgia Meloni has kept a very low profile since her party, Brothers of Italy, came in first in last weekend's election. She was met with applause in Milan at the assembly of Italy's largest agriculture association. Meloni, whose party derives from the ashes of fascism, told her audience,
La postura dell'Italia che deve tornare a
Italy's posture must return to defending its national interests before seeking common ground with its allies, adding, this is something that will change in coming months. Meloni said she's in constant contact with outgoing Prime Minister Mario Draghi and acknowledged she'll have to tackle rising inflation and surging energy costs. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Indonesia's president is ordering a re-evaluation of security at soccer matches after nearly 130 people were killed inside a stadium in East Java late Saturday following a Premier League match between 2 rival soccer teams, Arema Malang and Persebaya Surabaya. Police said tear gas was used to stop fights between fans and supporters of both teams. Persebaya won 3-2, and reportedly, supporters of the losing team charged a part of the stadium, causing panic. You're listening to NPR News.